within the disability rights movement, there is a long history of very organized and tightly coalesced groups that were around a particular disability. So like the blind community, for example. A lot of the initial disability rights movement organizing was done by people who have physical disabilities, primarily wheelchair users, which is part of the reason why the wheelchair became this universal symbol of disability. So a lot of it is because of the grassroots efforts that were started in the US and the UK by people that were primarily physically disabled and using wheelchairs. So there's definitely these threads within the larger disability rights movement that coalesce around a specific disability type. So I think this question of how do we honor the specifics of a experience whilst not losing the whole? And I think that's a great sort of broad social movements question that I'm sure that sociologists of social movements would know a lot more about than I do. And I'd be interested to be in conversation about that.